prayer. I think today's discussion topic, I think, is emphasizing prayer. Matthew chapter 26, Jesus says, keep watching and praying. That's an ultimate commandment. I say that's the ultimate order to us, watching and praying. And yet there's a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles, and because of our own weakness. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. That's our major challenge. So Luke chapter 21, Jesus, again, he says, keep on an alert and praying. And let's look at the Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse from 34. And be on guard that your heart may not be weighted down with the dissipation and a drunkenness and the worries of life, and that they come on you suddenly like a trap. Verse 35. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the faith, on the face of all the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and stand before the Son of Man. I think one of here Jesus mentioned about the importance of prayer. Why? Because when His second coming, and so we can stand before the Son of Man. This message is without the prayer, it is impossible that we can stand on the last day before the Son of Man. Many times, because we can many excuses ourselves, sometimes shorten our prayer, and so diminished our motivation to our prayer. So we can think about 2013, so before passed by, how much we emphasize in our prayer, in our daily life. So far, because His mercy, because His grace, we all come to this end of the 2013. Yet, we can continue to pray of spirit so that we can our life to be enough confidence that receive from the Lord, also receive power from above. And here the verse 34 and 35 mention that be on guard that your heart may not be weighed down with the dissipations and drunkenness, the worry of life. I think the word, power, the pull our away from the spiritual strength is evidence in this word. So if we don't pray, then naturally we can give a hold to Satan. Naturally we follow our flesh desire, and seeking God is turn out to be a secondary issue. So prayer help us, what is the priority in our life? And also, what is our goal to be, and what are we seeking for? Where is our destiny is? They all come from our true prayer. So never neglect. We should not neglect our prayer, especially the end time. There's a lot of temptation. Jesus even mentioned about the verse 34 and all this kind of the worldly life. We know during the time of Noah. Also, at that time, the people, they get married, drink. They think about their life only. But yet, the day comes very suddenly. But Noah and his household, they will prepare. It's not just one day preparations. But through the whole about 100 years to prepare for themselves for their salvation. I think while they're making this ark, they always think about God. Book of Genesis mentioned that it's about 6, right? Mentioned that he do what all God says he have done it. So he follow what God specifications. He built this ark. He always alert himself. He know what the God's message is. He knows that there is a day then this whole world to be punished by the flood. He knows that. So he never sleep himself, but he continue to build until the day comes. So before the seventh day, God asked them to go into the ark. He goes in and God closed the door. That's the way. And then the flood came. All the living creatures, they all at that time all died, except the one inside of the ark. So prayer is for the ultimately because of our salvations. So we never forget that, especially end times. It's closer. So we have to keep ourselves in our prayer. I think one of a good example in the Bible, the man of a prayer. Anybody mention about man of prayer as a good example? Except the Jesus. Jesus is the best example, but there are other, you know. Anybody can bring up the good example? Yeah, Daniel's. Have you tried it 3 days, 3 times a day you pray? Have you tried, you determined, you know, January 1st? Yeah, I want to be like a Daniel. So, and then you morning pray. Even after class, I want to, before the noon, I want to pray. And then after that, you know. Oh, 3 times is not easy. I'm telling you, 3 times a pray. It's not just, you know, before the meal, three times a pray. It's very simple. I can do it. 4 times is better than so, you know, we can pray like it. I'm talking about true prayer and communication with God. Yeah, that's 3 times a day, even is not easier. We can think about it. It's a great challenge to us. So, I can tell why Daniel's life, his life was such a way of. I don't want to use the word in a worldly way of success, but victorious is better. So, victorious life he lead. He was in the as a prime minister. There's a lot of enemies. A lot of because he's not a native people in a Chaldean. He's not Chaldean. So in the kingdom, he's like a foreigners came to this country after train himself. The king pulled him up to the top of the all the people, and then the rest of the people they are the one is under him. How do you feel? Naturally, people around the people trying to attack him, they're trying to accuse him so that remove his positions. That's what most of the people think. That sometimes we think Daniel's life is very simple. Daniel's life, God protect him, so his life is very as a prime minister, his life very comfortably live. I don't think so. That's why there's a good example. Those people accused him, gathered together, set the kind of a plot that led him to fall in the trap. But they're trying to find out all the, which is, his weakness, in a sense, something he have done wrong, or something that, that he's against the kingdom, maybe, but no one can find his fault. So only way is his prayer. So make the whole month, no one can pray for their God. So they set the, where this have, the rule, and then let him in that trap. But he never worry about it. He continued to pray every day, morning. I don't know when he prayed, but 3 times a day. And he heard that this decree already approved by the king. So anybody who prayed then jeopardized their life into the lion's den. But he continued to pray to God, the spirit of prayer. We can learn from him. That's his power. I think that's his spiritual backbone, I can say. And no matter what, we continue to pray, then God can protect us behind us. That's the most powerful, we can say, our Christian strength, power, we can say. Knowledge also helpful. Yeah, definitely. Knowledge is helpful, but without prayer, the knowledge itself just a piece of, we can say. I say piece of that, I don't know what, but anyway, it's just a piece, you know. You can say. Yeah. A life of. I myself also, because when I was in high school, I have a lot of complaint to my parents. I really a lot of discontent to my parents, and because I live in the church, and then one time my father ended up to buy a house there. They bought a house and then we lived there in my room. Suddenly my mom and my father say, let's move back to church. I know if I move back, we move back to church, then there's not my rooms. And then later they decide to move back to church. See, it was high school. I don't have my room. And I complained to my parents. And most of the high school kids, they have their own room. How come I don't have my room? And I had a little complaint. But one day, passing through the church, and I see my mother pray. She prayed for me. And she really, really prayed for me. I look at it. I just heard about it. Then, you know, she prayed for me. Then I say, that changed my heart. That moved my heart. So my life, I really owe to my mother because she prayed for me. She prayed for me every day. Every morning, she prayed for me. She's now 90 years old. She cannot move. She's in the bed as like a visitation in Dallas. But sometimes I see it's a FaceTime. And my mom is like, now it's like an old lady. She cannot do anything. But I really appreciate to my mother. Because I owe her a lot. Yeah? Because I remember her prayer. And so, one of the best education, because we're all grown up. Anybody who here doesn't want to get married, raise your hand. That's okay. But if you want to get married, what is the best religious education? You can think about it. What is your best religious education to your children? Pray for them. Yeah, pray for them. So prayer is such a powerful. Raise the children according to God's way. Is prayer. Yeah. Of course, we can nagging. I learned that nagging doesn't help. You know, because maybe talk to our children, turn off the TV, you have to study. And usually, you know, if you don't want to study, you don't study, right? Your parents, they study, but okay, they turn it off, then you go back to your own iPad or whatever, you know, you go back to your own anyway. Also, only just you. Anyway, because I'm sure, because all you pray hard and also you study hard. But the best way of religious education is prayer. Pray for our children later, and also, what is the best way you can honor your parents? I ask you. Prayer. How you can honor your parents? How you can show your love to your parents? Only way is through the true prayer. You can pray for them from your heart. That's how we can pay back to them. And also in the church, we can say pray for each other. That's how we share the true love. Prayer is not easy, really. That's why. Of course, it's easy. Once a year, you can buy a little present to give it to them. But, you know, every day you remember them, pray for them. It's not easy. Anyway, because too much the other things. But we go back to here, emphasize in prayer. The Luke chapter 21, here 36, Jesus mentioned that here. But keep on alert all time, praying, in order that you may have a strength to escape. It gives us a hint that if we pray, then we gain a strength enough to escape. To escape from all the worldly of a trap and all the temptations, and that we can get away from there. So only the prayer can give us this strength. Now the basic principle is A, B, C, D here. mentioned the four points. Believing God and in His Word. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 24, Paul, he mentioned about Abraham. In hope, against the hope, he believed. Hope, against the hope, he believed. Let's turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, chapter 4, verse from 19. From 18, sorry. This is not right. Romans chapter 4, verse from 18 is better. In hope against hope, he believed, in order that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendant be. And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as the dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. 20. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness. 23 says, not for his sake only was it written that he was reckoned to him. Because we know that Abraham's he's a great faith. If we are in a, during the time, if we are in, we move back to, you know, no, we cannot move back. If we live in the time of Abraham, you think about his life. You sit down, that you watch the Abraham's life in the wilderness. You can think about his life. He's not have done a lot of things in his life. Don't you think? If Abraham built the temple of God, or just Abraham preached the gospel, or Abraham, or what Abraham did it. He just lived in the land of Canaan. Or he built the altar he offered to God. So anything else you find it? Because that's the important part. God always watch over his life. And he has done, through his life, he showed the great faith. It's simple. You find out his life. It's not, Christian life, the important part is, you can think about it, faith. Because he showed a simple faith. When he become 100 years old, we come and say, by the next years you can have a son. It's hard to believe it. His age is 100 years old, the old man. Because his wife is a, how many years apart, his wife? Sarah, how many? Roughly, yeah. In E2, then you answer already. Because you know more E2, so you don't answer. It's okay, keep saying. Anybody? It's just about 10 years difference apart, right? So, because a 90 years lady, it's hard to have a child. He know that it's impossible to have a child. That's why the verse 18 says, "In hope against hope, he believed." Yeah. It is impossible, yet he believed that. Also, when God asked him to offer his only son to the Mount Moriah, he also believed. Since you gave me the son, you asked me to, the given son, to make a burnt offering to you. I believe it. I don't think you killed my son. He believed that. faith, sometimes faith, it's sometimes for us it's a great challenge because you truly believe him, or portionally you believe. You know, that's Jesus. Many times he mentioned that, you know, that when he healed, you know, those the sickness come to him, illness people come to him, and then especially those two blind men came to Jesus, and then touch in his in a, their in a eyes, and so can you believe it? Do you think I can able to do it? And so you see. And yes, according to your faith. So if at that time they lied to Jesus, and then according to your faith, and then they lied to Jesus, then their eyes not opened. Is it true? Yeah, according to their faith. And many times I learned that according to our faith, you believe, it comes true to you. If you believe in God truly. So we can say that believing God is simple faith. Simple faith. I don't have a simple faith. Sometimes too complicated. Sometimes I'm too lazy to believe it completely. I do. I'm not the good faith too. But one thing I learned from the simple faith meant from my mother too. Because some of you already heard about it. One day, she prayed in the chapel, and then she saw that there's a rat passing through the chapel. So she really feel bad, and she told me that I pray so God can kill this rat. She's so serious about it. So then I feel, you know, it's a junior high, you know, I think that even junior high I can think that it's a joke. It's a kind of it's wild, you know. Mom, you pray so that this rat to be killed. Inside of me, I just say laugh, oh yeah, and then I just passing, that's all. But she prayed. She prayed. It's about a few days later. She called me. Son, come. Look at this. What is it? Oh, it's a rat died. Outside of chapel, true. That after that I say, wow, that's a simple faith. I learned that. This is a living experience for me. Simple faith means you know that it is against the God, and you pray for according to the God's way, then God work with it. Yeah. God is a mighty God. Sometimes that's why, because our faith, sometimes we think we believe in God, yet our faith sometimes is too little. Sometimes we don't have even little faith, like a mustard seed. If you have a mustard seed in your faith, then it works with you, right? You can move the mountain, Jesus meant. Sometimes I look at myself, how come I don't have just like a mustard seed? Please, God, help me. Please help my unbelief. Do you know who says that? Please help my unbelief. Anybody? The father brought, you know, son. If you can, please, you can, you know, help my son. You know, bring my, which is, you know, to take, you know, the demon out of my son. So Jesus here, awake him, you know, which means. Anybody? Because I already read this one before I come to this class, so that's why I know it. But you have to find it. Just try it. Find it? Yes, Mark chapter 9. Verse from 22, so you can read. Mark chapter 9, verse from 22. And it has often thrown him both, Mark chapter 9 from verse 22, and it has often thrown him both into the fire and in the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Very with a full of, you know, manner, he come to Jesus asking. 23, Jesus said to him, if you can, I like this, you know, the mark, it's vertical, this, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Because, you know, let him know, all things are possible to him who believes. That means, you can have a simple faith. Don't come to me just show full of manner to ask a little help, but full help. Don't you think your son has to be, you know, to be healed? Your son supposed to now is possessed and has to be healed to be back to be normal. Then you cannot just bring this one, you know, just a little bit of bring you to ask for help. So all things are possible to him who believes. 24, immediately the boy's father cried out and began saying, I do believe, help my unbelief. Sometimes believing God, it's an issue that it's not depends on ourselves. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that? Oh, I want to believe. I want to fully believe. I want to fully believe. Can you try that? I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in God. Turn around. It's hard to believe it. So, believing God, I say believing God has come from God. So we have to ask. With a intellect and a intellectual mind, we know that because we read the Bible, by the knowledge we know that God is Almighty God. But truly from our heart, believe Him as a fully believe in Him, it requires God's mercy. So James chapter 1 says, if you lack of wisdom, then come to Him and ask Him that He will fully give it to you. Willing to give it to you. The Lord Jesus is always waiting for us to come to us to ask for it. Yeah, sometimes our faith is not enough. Sometimes our weak faith, what are we going to do? We come to God. Ask for His mercy. So the prayer, you know, our faith is not our asset. It came from God. His asset allowed to, and His by His mercy and His grace upon in our heart. Yeah. So one of effective prayers, we can ask for this, our faith, so that we can. When we read the Romans chapter 4 verse 19, this passage about the Abraham's, I really admire in his faith. I really, hopefully, I can have 1/10 of his prayer in my life. So at least when he's the second coming, Abraham just come, you know, in front of me, and then I the back there, you know, myself just follow. He received the 10 reward, and at least I just have it. Then God give me one portion, 1/10 of portion to me. I thank God. I need to have that kind of faith. So I hope that you and I, we can pray, have a simple faith. You know, sometimes we heard about, you know, all the, all the testimony from the, you know, other, like a third country, like, you know, where is it? Africa nowadays. Africa is the most, you know, that kind of testimony came from nowadays. You know, because of simple faith. Because simple faith. They received God's grace a lot. Yet they depart from God also too. Because they do not have enough wisdom, enough understanding, maybe. Yeah. But anyway, we can go back here. Believing God and His too much use. Believing God and His word, and they say believe God's promise and God's word. In God's word, we can abide in the word of God. We can abide in the word of God. So 2014 is a close. Abide in the word of God. That means that we can meditate the Word of God, chew the Word of God. When the chewing gum is here, you have to chew it, and you can taste of sweet. Better not the chewing gum with the sugar, but I'm talking about the taste. You have to chew it, Word of God. When I was little, my mother raised 10 goats. And because the income of my father is not enough, the goat is really bad. God is God. So one time I've, next to God, the God just hit my face. I still remember that phrase. But yet to my mother, such a way to so, you know, so, to just rubbing mother, because my mother is a master. So my mother feeding them, they know. So, but I am not. I'm a small, the little one that came close and just hit me away. So I bruised here. I remember that vividly. So that's why Jesus talked about goats and sheep, I think. But when the goats eat in the grass, you know, just like oxen or those, they went out to the field. They eat all the grass. Just eating. Keep on eating. And then they come back to their barns. And then they sit down under the shed. And then they bring up. And then they're coming out. How many? Do you know how many stomachs they have? Is it two or three? I forgot. But anyway, they have more than one stomach, I know. So the first stomach is they bring into all the grass, they bring into one stomach. And then they sit down, they bring it out and close their eyes. And then bring out and then chew it again. Well, this is disgusting. But for them, it's very tasty. Because they enjoy the tasting. So we can call this the meditative word of God. So the word here say abide in God's word. So when we pray to God, abide in the word means remind the word of God. Remind the word of God. So the word of God is so powerful. Word of God give us assurance. Word of God give us strengthening our belief. So we're holding the word of God, we pray to God. That's your promise. You have to keep the promise to me. But we cannot hold my own word, but holding the word of God. Then, because it's what he says, he have to keep the promise. So if you, John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, and I abide in my word, and I abide in you, and whatever you ask me, so that I can, and then I give it to you. That's what John chapter 15 says. So we can holding the word of God. So 2014, I hope we can more meditate the word of God. So we know how to chew the word of God. So that's I think afternoon we have a class, right? The Bible study, and then because it's necessary for us, not only to read but chewing the word of God. Yeah. And B is the love of God and His people. Without love, maybe because we can pray, but the once the love is missing out of our prayer, they're missing the most of the point, actually. Without love, this prayer, it cannot move the heart of God. In the morning prayer, I mentioned about the Acts chapter 10, Cornelius. And it just, you find out that his arm, which he's helping other people, and his prayer reached to God. Then think about it, what kind of a prayer he prayed to God then? Is that he prayed without the love? That first was the arms, which is helping others. That reached up to God. So with the heart of love, I'm sure he prayed to God. So before even he received the Holy Spirit, his prayer reach up to God. Because his heart is full of love. I believe so. Because the person who know how to help other people, their heart has a full of love, I'm sure. I believe so. Yeah. Is it in the Bible there's any kind of example you can bring up? Don't want to pray with a full of love? Anybody? Full of love. It's okay, anybody. Besides Jesus. Yeah, Moses. One of them is Moses. When he went up to the Mount Sinai, he He received the Ten Commandments, two tablet stones. God said, God talked to him, this people is corrupted. This people is corrupted. And so with you, I can make a new nation. And he prayed to God. Right there he prayed to God. And then he walked down to the field, you know, to find out all these people, you know, Aaron and those people making the golden calf, and they worshiped idols. He smashed these Ten Commandments, the first stones. So there's no original, you know, that stone is prepared by God. The Ten Commandments written there. But later on, God asked him to, since you destroyed and you make the stone to bring up. So he once again he went up. But anyway, he prayed this three times. He prayed three times. First prayer on the Mount Sinai, he prayed to God. If you bring these people to the wilderness, you just perish them in the wilderness. Where's God's glory? You know, when he prayed to God, God changed his mind. Bible clearly says, God changed his mind by once his prayer. And the second prayer, he made a three prayer. But second prayer, he was willing to offer himself. Maybe you can erase my name there, but you have to ask for the help to bring back your mercy upon your people. Third time he prayed. Since you ask me to lead these people to the land of Canaan, if you don't go, because second time he says, you go, you know, ask Moses, you can bring these people, but I'm not going, he says, God says. So that's why he made a third time he prayed. If I bring these people to the land of Canaan, but if you don't go, then what's the point? So God changed his mind after third prayer. He says, so I will go with you. So after his three time he prayed, and then God changed his mind totally. So God lead these people continually with him. So we can say that his prayer, because the heart is full of love. The power, where did the power of our prayer came from? Love. Without love, our prayer turned into be what we call as a mannerism, or what we call for the mechanically you pray, you know. You set the maybe time to pray, but your prayer is not doesn't have any, you know, movement, especially and emotionally touch you. Just pray, but has to be into the true love. Love is so powerful. Love is the one can change. Love is the one can reach. Without love, it is impossible. For the love of God and His people, how many minutes? Oh, we have 5 minutes, so we can finish all this. And the C is rebuild the broken relationship with God. You know, the repair the broken altar. First King is talking about Elijah. He contests with the man of God there. And he saw that there is an altar. This altar is just, you know, this is not that fancy. But he fixed up, repaired the altar. 12 stone, put it up, and then he repaired the altar. So we have to ask ourselves, what kind of altar that I have? Your altar, my altar. Because once we receive the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God is dwelling with you, then the temple of God is within you. Is it true? Temple of God is within you. Then your altar is there. First Corinthians? Is it chapter 3 says? Well, anyway, in the Bible says, so that the temple of God is within you, then there's the altars. How much you cleanse yourself? How much you well prepare the inside of the temple, you know, your own temple within your heart. How much your altars really your life to focus to the altars. Paul says, if you destroy the temple of God, then God destroyed you. Temple of God is a serious issue, so you and I. The temple of God is within us. We receive the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwelling with us in the temple of God. So prayer, before we pray, we have to think about our temple there. During the Old Testament time, when the Israelites, you know, they're under the great darkness, they neglect the temple of God in Jerusalem. They do not care about the temple of God. Yeah. Then God's grace cannot upon to Israelites. Yeah. When they clean up the temple of God, they let the temple of God continue to roll over the God blessed them. And then they restore the order in a feast. And then God really blessed them. So we can think about our broken altar. If our altar is not clean, we never take care of our altar, then we have to repair this one. And this 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 36, they mention about the Israelites. Their heart was, you know, even during the time of Samuel, actually Israelites, they were so stubborn themselves. But at that time, their heart is moved. Their heart wants to come back to God. So Samuel talked to them. If you want to return to God, remove all the idols. Remove all the idols. So with a sincere heart, with a heart of true heart, you can come back to God. Israelites, they follow what Samuel said. God truly blessed them. God showed them, if they faithfully follow God, if they remove all the idols, how can God lead these people? God showed to them. Yeah, toward their enemies. By the hands of God, remove all the, you know, they destroy the enemies. Especially at that time, the Philistines marching toward the Israelites. So they actually destroy. They mention that the hands of God help them. Yeah. So the idols, we have to remove. Then this is a great obstacle for between God and us in our prayer. The D is a persevere. We have to pray. And the water is boiling. Is what degree is it? Celsius is 100 degrees, right? Then the water starts to boil. Right? I like to eat the instant noodle that I'm waiting for the water container to boiling away. Because before we put it in a noodle, then it tastes no good. So waiting for the water, you know, boiling. The moment it starts to boil, then it's boiled. The same thing. Yeah, same thing. So prayer also same. It requires until certain, we have to reach to the certain point and start to boil them. When I attended the Houston Students' Bridge Convocation, the first 4 days, they already times. But the 4 days, they you know, need to pray like this, and they close, and open their eyes. Says, you should not open your eyes, and just 4 days. So about the closing, say, nobody received Holy Spirit this way. I feel down too. And then the fourth day, wow, the praise spirit is up. Amazing. It's the little children, they up and they pray. Thank God. So little kids, is it two or three, they receive Holy Spirit. Thank God. Even I cannot help. Because the E2 student, little kids, I can spanking, or I can just hit their face. What can I do? Pray, close your eyes, and then that's only you can pray. You know. But after 4 days, they moved their hearts. Then after 30 minutes of prayer, they say, how long did you feel if you pray so far? Oh, 10 minutes. I say, see? Pray. Once the water is boiled, spirit also same thing. Until that, because that's a perseverance. Some guideline is be humble. Yes, we have to be humble. Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Matthew chapter 5 said, poor in spirit, which is the talking about the humility, then kingdom of God will be yours. You know, ask in faith. Yeah, that we mentioned about it. Have a right motive. And James chapter 4 verse 3 mentioned it. But if you ask wrong motivations, no matter how long you ask, it's good to sleep instead of pray, because the wrong motivation prayer doesn't work anyway. He says, and then the fast and prayer. Fast prayers really help. Especially the beginning of the year. With the fasting prayer, they really helpful. And then pick a quiet place. Prayer is supposed to be not to be bothered by others. So Jesus go to the, you know, the wilderness himself alone to pray to God. Prayer is a love communications, and also the enlist the support. The last point is we must recognize our limitation, weakness. They're talking about the humility. The Exodus 17, I mentioned that because Moses, Aaron, and Hur, they went up to the mount when they fight against the Amalekites. That when the Joshua went ahead on the battle, the field, but the at that times, not only Moses went up to Mount, but Aaron and Hur support him. So the prayer is a support together. It's more powerful. And pray for one another. I hope that we can pray together. This is showing the true love. So this turned out to be effective prayer. So let's pray in silence. Amen.